Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif, and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Tech and Herald. Here is the top news of today, July 26, 2021. Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa resigned from the post today, drawing curtains on the uncertainty that surrounded his future. Soon after, the state governor, Thavarchand Gehlot, accepted his resignation and asked him to continue as caretaker chief minister. Replacing Yediyurappa, the BJP risks losing the support of Lingayats, the party's largest vote bank in the state. The party also hopes to win over the Vokaligas, the other dominant community, to gain an edge over the JDS and the Congress. Meanwhile, Arun Singh, the party's national general secretary, who is in charge of Karnataka, said today that the BJP parliamentary board will decide on who should be the next chief minister of the state. The Maharashtra government said that the death toll in rain-related incidents in the state rose to 164 today after the recovery of 11 more bodies in Raigad and 2 each in Wardha and Akola, while 100 people were still missing. So far, 2,29,074 people have been evacuated from the affected areas. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar toured various rain-hit villages in Sangli district today and used a rescue boat to reach out to flood victims in some areas. Pawar also interacted with the flood-affected people and assured them of rehabilitation and all help from the state government. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has today said that her government formed a 2-member inquiry commission to look into allegations of snooping on politicians, officials and journalists using Israeli spyware Pegasus. The 2-member commission will be headed by former Calcutta High Court Chief Justice Jyotirmay Bhattacharya. Former Supreme Court Judge Madan Bhim Rao Lokur is its other member. Mamata said that the names of people from West Bengal have figured on the Pegasus target list and the centre is trying to snoop on everyone. She further said that the commission will find out details about this illegal hacking. That's all for today. For more news and updates, log on to techandherald.com. Have a great evening.